This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio. Boomer out, Jerry in. Couple of things here. We're talking about the prolific run of Jason Giambi prank callers to Mike Francesa back in the day. Well, our buddy on X, McClutherness, who actually calls himself McClutherness, who knows all of these things, he sent to me a Harrison Francesa X post from 12/4/23, which I believe he might have been hosting here with Colin Russo or something. Or no, that was Sonny who did that, Carton. I'm not sure, but he was either doing a podcast or they gave him like an hour or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Harrison Francesa puts out there, I'm starting to get a concerning amount of calls about Jason Giambi. So that's how much this thing is permeated throughout the world. Also, we were talking about raising ticket prices and season ticket prices and how the Mavericks did that after everything that went down with Luka Doncic. And I said, didn't the Jets do that? Well, Rami, who I guess his family or him, or he seems young to have his own season tickets. But Rami, who works here, sent this to me on X. He said the Jets raised their ticket prices for the third consecutive season this past season when the team was 2-5 after the Steelers' loss, and they got it in before that Pats loss. So after a 7-4 start, collapse, there was a raise. Rodgers' ACL, there was a raise. Head coach and GM fired in season, a raise in ticket prices.
Wow. So,
I know now, everything goes up these days.
Well,
but,
no kidding.
You know?
And that's what's interesting about that is it's the Aaron Rodgers injury season. Okay, I felt like he was going to come back and the year that they didn't have, they were going to have this year. I did. I was the first one that was on that bandwagon. I thought that it was going to be a great season like I thought the year prior was going to be before the injury. That's one thing. You're telling me at 2-5. 2-5.
Yeah.
They raised ticket prices.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Evan talked about this at the time.
Oh, and it was, yeah, but it was a minuscule amount. I think you're right. Now that you're refreshing my memory, I remember Evan getting upset and then reading the details of the price hike. And it was nothing.
And that was also more of a timing situation. Like, do not send this out to me when they're 2-5.
Right, exactly.
Like, well, what are we doing? I mean, even like a season ticket renewal with no raise at all.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't want to see that at 2-5.
I always wonder in this day and age where ticket prices are incredibly expensive, going to games is incredibly expensive, the tailgate can be expensive, that when you haven't been good for a very long time, why not 1 year lower ticket prices? And I'm not saying lower them 50. I don't mean that. 3%. Just the optics of saying, hey, we know we weren't good enough. We are worth, the franchise is worth $6 billion, maybe more. The owner and his family are worth maybe more than that. How about just taking one for the team just once and showing the fans, we know we were brutal again, especially the year Woody had. we're going to fix it. And you know what? We're just going to take a little bit off your season ticket. We appreciate you guys as fans, as opposed to even any type of raise.
I mean, if a team did that in any professional sport, it would be headlines everywhere, and they would be lauded for it. For the first time ever, team lowers ticket prices after a terrible season. Maybe that's been done. I don't remember that it's been done, but that would be a first. It would be great. It would be good PR for a bad organization. I don't see the harm in it, because you're talking about, like you said, how much money you really going to be losing.
Nothing.
I mean, if you just lower it just a fraction.
If you talk about creating a great culture, everything's always about the locker room culture. How about the culture for your fan base and having some goodwill and doing something that might, you know, say, you know what, all right, it was terrible last year, but we got Aaron Glenn this year and they lowered ticket prices. I appreciate that. I would think Jet fans, if, again, 2-5, they raise ticket prices, even if it's minimal. Like, who the hell are you to raise? Like, why would you renew? God almighty.
No, I'm not one of those people, and I really do not like judging how people spend their money. I don't like doing that, but I could never invest that much cash into a losing organization. I just couldn't do it.
It's one thing to do it for a year or two, but year after getting beaten over the head, and I'm the first person. I love going to games, and I'm not judging. You want to keep renewing, go for it. Like, sure. I understand. The event of a football game is phenomenal. I think the tailgate's fun.
Yeah.
The game, when it's good, is good. The commute sucks. We all know that. But so I'm not judging anybody by renewing. But I just, in terms of, you know, every year, it's just awful. And then ticket hikes and why? Just why? Do something nice for the fans.
Yeah.
Once.
I mean, I think the last time I remember anything like that happening, meaning that an owner of a team was doing something great for the fans financially, was Arthur Blank with the concession prices down in Atlanta.
I couldn't agree with you more. And that doesn't seem like a big deal. It is. Matter of fact, Ishbia in Phoenix did that with the Suns.
Yeah.
He lowered all concession prices, or I shouldn't say all, but the most popular ones, the hot dogs, the pretzels, the sodas, even the beers, I think, were lowered to very reasonable rates, comparatively speaking, to other arenas and other teams. It's just, I don't know, sometimes the simplest things that make sense to me, no one does.
Let's go to Joy in Paramus. What's going on, Joy?
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, Joy.
Love the show. I have a great suggestion, and it really wouldn't be very costly, and it would go a long way. How about free parking for one game?
For one? Wow, see, I don't know how that works, though.
I don't think that's them. Right?
Right, that's the company that they lease the parking arrangement to?
Yeah.
I like the idea, Joy.
I do have it, but it is included in your package, because way back when, I did have season tickets to the Jets. Unfortunately, I had to give them up for a couple of reasons. I'm not real thrilled with the new stadium, and I was so high up, all I needed was paper towels and Windex to clean the lights. But
that's
yeah.
Funny.
So, you know, that wasn't really my goal in life for a job. So,
yeah.
But really, they can do that. That's part of your package when you get your season tickets, or at least it was. And if they just give you even a voucher, that's $20. That won't hurt them, but I'll tell you, it would make me really happy not having to pay several hundred.
Well,
it's just an idea.
And that's what we're talking about, Joy. Joy's like doing the little things, and it doesn't have to be this monstrous, you know, decision that they make to cut millions and millions and millions of dollars. I'm not saying that, but you can do something to kind of appease your fans when you're going bad, and they have gone bad for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like when it comes to these type of things, organizations don't do things that they don't have to do. So they don't have to lower prices because the fans are going to be there. They don't have to do this for the fans or give them one free parking. They don't have to do it. And what we're saying is you could do it, and
correct,
it would just be a nice thing to do to be like a good business and treat your customers well.
It's exactly
But they don't think that way, because it's like you're just your statistics.
Greedy pigs.
Right. Your statistics, you're willing to pay it. And I mean that's, you know, capitalism thrives on those things. But occasionally throwing somebody a bone here or there wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Not at all.
You know?
And that's why I say it's like the culture of the team, I get, but the culture of the fan base matters. You really want 80,000 pissed off people in there before the ball is kicked off?
No, absolutely not.
Or in the Jets case, in the month of December, do you want 40,000 pissed off people in there?
Yeah, and Steve Cohen, say what you want about him, but one thing that I really do appreciate about him is what he said. I believe it was after they beat the Phillies. It could have been after the Brewers. I'm not sure. But it was during the playoff run, one of the champagne celebrations. And he said, I want to change the negative perception of the Mets fan.
Exactly.
And that takes a lot to do. And it's about signing free agents. It's about making games more affordable. It's like making the experience great. It's about feeling positive that things aren't going to be down for very long and your ownership is doing absolutely everything they can to keep you winning. And I mean, the Jets need that. The Jets need something to change the negative perception of the Jets fan. And you say, well, all you have to do is win. Well, yeah, but there's a lot of things that go into winning.
For sure.
And hiring the right guys are the first thing. And who knows if they did it right this time?
There's no doubt winning cures all. There's no question about that. But you just said something in the middle of that that I know Al and I have talked about too many times, especially in baseball. Not so much football, because football, they pack the stadiums. Maybe a couple of the awful teams, not so much. But for the most part, I would say 30 of the 32 teams sell out every game, if not every team does. But you watch these baseball games, and you'll see a game in, let's say, April, May, maybe not so much in the summer, but those peripheral months on the outside, and you'll see 12,000 fans in a 45,000-seat building. And you would always, like, why not? On those weeknight games that draws flies, sell your tickets for $10. Get it out there that, hey, because what ultimately happens is you are going to pay to park. You are going to buy the concessions. You are going to go into the store. But it's a way to get people in there. And you feel like if I was a fan and I got an email from the Mets or the Yankees and said, hey, every Tuesday night in the regular season, tickets, $10. There wouldn't be a seat to be had in there.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I don't know the reason. There's got to be some sort of reason why they don't do that. Especially you think about like a weeknight game against a bad opponent. Now, I know that people do the tier pricing.
That's become a big deal now.
The
even concerts.
Right. But like if the Lakers are coming in, the tickets will be more expensive.
Dynamic pricing, they call
right. So I know they already do that. But if there's a game that, like, nobody, if they're looking at it, like, man, we're going to get, like, 8,000 tonight. You know, why not be like, oh, special deal.
Flash sales. Something to, it's not giving back to the fans, but it entices them to come at a good number. You know who else, by the way, is doing dynamic pricing now? Golf courses. Dynamic pricing for tee times.
Really?
Swear to God, if you look on, like, Golf Now on that app, and you will see a lot of different golf courses now do dynamic pricing. So if you want to go, like I played,
there's like Twilight stuff.
No. This is dynamic pricing for the time of year and the time of the tee time. So like I played Friday in Colts Neck, and the price was, it was great. It was very reasonable, but it was also February 28th. That price is not going to be what it was in July because the demand is high. The rate goes up.
So you're telling me like 7 a.m. on a July Saturday, that would be like the most expensive.
Probably 100%. No question about it. Saturday and Sunday mornings, I would think the most expensive. And probably legally, they have to tell you. But right on their website, especially on the Golf Now app, it will tell you that this golf course uses dynamic pricing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Well, I mean, more people are playing than ever. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane the amount of people that are doing it, and they'll get the money.
And they do.
Just before we go to break here, remember, I don't know if you were here the day or not, but when Willie was sitting next to me, I asked him, I said, Willie Colon, I said, what's the lowest level of controversy that you could get involved in as a NFL veteran offensive lineman that TMZ would pick up the story, TMZ Sports would put it out there?
Okay.
And we had the discussion. I don't even remember where we ended up on it, but I have to lower that expectation by a lot,
what?
Meaning that I think that if Willie Colon got into any controversy at all, like he didn't pay a parking ticket, it may end up here because of a headline that I see here on TMZ Sports.
Which is?
Air Bud creator Kevin DeCicco hospitalized with pneumonia.
I mean, that's not funny, but the fact that you're reading the headline is funny.
Air Bud creator? We're talking about the movie.
The dog.
From 30 years ago, where a dog would shoot a basketball with his snout.
That is true. Pretty sure I watched it.
And there's a picture of this man in a hospital bed.
Poor guy.
Nobody has any idea. And if that's his big claim to fame, like if you would have told me like he created Air Bud, but he also won an Oscar playing Einstein or something,
sure.
Or he was the guy in Amadeus,
I would have been like, oh, okay. And I hope he's okay.
The Mozart movie?
Right. Beethoven, right?
Beethoven.
But yeah. I'm sorry to knock this guy, but I mean.
Well, you're not knocking the guy. You're knocking the judgment of, right, that being a big story. I thought you were going to go with the Ravens lineman that filed for divorce.
No, but that was the DUI is an active player.
Right, and filed for divorce because of.
Cheating.
Correct.
Apparently, he said she was, yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
That seems very TMZ-ish and juicy. This is just sad.
Yeah, very sad. But it's like someone has to tell TMZ about that, don't they?
Well, I think you just did.
I mean, Kevin DeCicco, the man who owned Buddy, star of the popular Air Bud movies. So he owned the dog that shot the basketball.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he looks okay. He's sitting up in this picture and he's giving a peace sign. So.
All right, maybe he'll be all right then.
Yeah, maybe he will be. But he's got the same thing that the Pope's got going on here. So maybe he felt like, hey, now's the time. Like, if everybody's talking about pneumonia, maybe I can get my name out there.
By the way, I am not joking. A friend of mine told me about the Pope story 2 weeks ago, when it first broke.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I thought he was talking about Mike. I thought he was having fun with the station. I did not realize until 2 days later he meant the Pope.
The actual
not
Pope.
Not Mike, yes.
Not the sports Pope.
Yes.
Well, thank God. You know?
Well, that's listener. Why you're a clown.
Thank you. Goodbye, right, yes. He's a big listener. That's what he meant. My bad.
A Boomer and Geo coming right back. Jerry in for Boomer. CeeLo next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We do have CeeLo back. Let's take a look at the CeeLo count on Team NARPS this morning.
Oh, the
CeeLo. See how he's doing.
Coming along, G. We're coming along.
Did you get your fourth rider yet?
I have the silent auction going until Saturday.
And people
Saturday.
Have bid.
Wow.
It got a slow start, but I checked this morning. We're up to three bids.
Okay.
Anyone want to take a guess what the current high bid is for that?
$1,000.
Fourth spot on the team?
What did you start the bidding at?
$100.
$150.
$1,500.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Someone pay is going to be... What? It's going to be $1,500.
I am blown away.
To have the honor of riding with you?
Well, no, but it's also it's a donation to the
fund. No, I understand. I understand that. I get that.
Well, we did get a $1,000 donation from somebody who just is donating. Not
that is
looking
very kind.
So, this has been unbelievable the last few days. So, you know, it's just making us want to do more and more. See how
you are right that
it.
When the donation is attached to it, like when they raffled off... You know, and Keith wound up playing with you at the golf tournament in August.
Yeah.
The amount of people that were calling in and bidding to play to help out a good cause. I think it's great. Our listeners are awesome.
I was thinking maybe Pat Boyle and I put up something where, you know, we play around the golf with some guys.
Yeah.
You know, not that that's going to bring in $1,500, but just every little thing. And the more and more this goes, I'm like, want to try and catch Boomer. So I was thinking like... Saying to Al this morning, he brought up something with slap
Al
bucks.
Al said he'll play?
No.
Around
a
golf.
Yeah, I don't want to get him in trouble again. He brought up something about slap fights, and I was saying to him, I was thinking on the way in, like, what could I do show-related here? Or, like, with you guys, or at a live show, or something CBS Sports Network. I would offer, you guys could even come up with it. Something, like, embarrassing that I'd have to do, or whatever.
Guys slapping each other.
And
CeeLo said he would take slaps.
Yeah, I would.
Open hand slaps from us.
You guys. You guys could just line up and whack me right across the face. If, like, the point is this. In order to motivate people to continue donating, if we hit a certain number...
Wow.
Yeah.
You are a masochist, man.
No, I just...
You are.
Whatever it takes, you know?
I mean, not only are you going to ride in this bike tour, you want to get the crap kicked
whatever,
out of
I'm just saying whatever we want to come up with. You know, look, all you guys did was bring it up Friday, and look at what happened. So imagine if we attach something...
If we reach $15,000, we all get to kick CeeLo
in
the nuts.
I mean. It could be fun. We could do something with that.
I'll tell you, it is not that easy to just let go and slap somebody, because I did this with Gallo. And we were trading slaps, and we as much as we said, look, give it to me, because this is, we're on TV, we're on the radio. Like, I don't want this to be like a fake thing. It's really hard. It is really hard to let go and slap somebody you know like that.
Yeah,
well, that you're not angry with.
Al, you were talking yesterday about pile driving. Maybe you want to pile drive.
What?
Maybe you want to pile drive me.
Oh my God,
something we could do on
like the Mirage thing. I was able to get in my mind. In a place
you're
where
you're talking about the O-line, D-line
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, like when I trucked him and pancaked him, I got myself in a mode. And he was trash-talking and everything else. And then I cannot get there with you. I could not be able to fully slap you.
Fine. That was one thing just because he mentioned it this morning.
Could you fully slap him, Jerry? Like full-blown slap, like as hard as you can. Could you do it?
I feel bad.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know.
They
but if you really want it.
It's not that I want it. I'm trying to do something for, you know.
If that's
for
a race, I guess we'd have to.
Yeah, that's the point. It could be kind of fun.
It's open fist, right?
How
open
about,
hands.
Yeah,
open
how about hand. Al this morning worried about, I feel like I'd hurt myself. Huh. I'm like, dude.
Nah. Well, remember, brittle bones.
If I really open hand slapped CeeLo's face, that would probably hurt.
That's why it's open hand slap. He kept talking about, well, when people punch, I'm like, yeah, well, when you make a fist, you bring the bones into play.
I think you'd be okay. Now, he does have grandma bones.
Yeah,
he is detailed.
Osteoporosis.
You'd be fine. It was
open hand.
Head,
you'd be
right
fine.
Right on the cheek.
Yeah.
Open palm to cheek.
I don't know.
All right. My point is we could do something, right? So I need to figure out like what number we want to get to really shoot high.
How about you put headgear on and we give you a left hook?
Sure. I do that.
No, you don't agree to that. That hurts
with
more than you think.
I didn't say it's not going to hurt.
I'm telling you, you could get concussed.
Okay.
Even with headgear.
Fine. MG, I know you guys have been through this with, you know, food stuff with the company lawyers and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we can figure out something that would be appealing to the audience that would be entertaining.
Okay.
So we can, you know, we can kick around some ideas.
I know that Al was trying to do something, and he may or may not do something. If you do do something, Al, and you raise money, which team is the money going to
go to? Great question. So, I don't know. I might get my own team of no riders. Just put in my, like, it would be great to give the Boomers team, because that'd be a good ass kiss moment for myself. Yeah. Maybe I split it amongst Allie and CeeLo. I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, I give mine to Boomer so he doesn't ask me to do the bike tour anymore.
Yeah, that's a
good
one.
Or doesn't shame me to do it anymore. I say, I will fundraise for you. I will do this for you. I can't do the bike tour. And I did it twice. That's enough.
God bless you.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. And there's one of the guys on the team who lives near me, Captain Dave Anderson, who helped us with the boat party. He loves this thing. He went to high school with Boomer. And he rides through my neighborhood. And he dresses up like a highlighter. You know, it's just that he just every day, I'm like, I'll walk outside or whatever, there is going by training for the bike tour. And I'm like, God, you got to love it, man. You really got to love cycling.
Yeah.
Be doing that in the cold weather. But I give him credit. He's in his 60s like Boomer, too. And okay. He's out there grinding.
All right. If he's in his 60s. Because I'm like, when this is not like a extremely competitive race, right? It's a nice look at you.
It's a lot of riding.
No, this is straight uphill.
Okay.
And but the worst part about this is a guy that blows right by me. Because you would think, like, oh man, everybody's struggling because it's straight uphill to Verrazano, and then the guy goes, well, all right, there he goes right by. So, like, I'm not even moving.
That's awesome. Anyway, yeah. What I'm saying, like, this isn't the Tour de France, okay? The idea, like,
okay. So are you not going to train at all?
No, it's not that I won't, but Boomer yesterday was like, you know, make sure off the air when the weather gets nice, you go out there and you make sure you put some practice. I'm like, okay. In the fall, I did 20 miles, no problem. Like, you know, it'll
biking.
Be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In my, you know, around my area.
Okay. Yeah, I saw Marash on like Facebook going 40 miles. That seems like nothing.
He does a lot of Peloton. I know you wouldn't think that looking at him, but he is regularly.
He also does, well, never
on
mind.
The bike. So,
I wouldn't think that. I would think if he's doing 40, if he can do 20, 40 miles on a Peloton, he would be in better shape because you're burning a lot more, but maybe not. I did the 10 miles with the thing with Craig and Tracy and Boomer back in the day, but it was 10 flat miles,
yeah,
which made it very easy.
Well, Boomer said about 5 of the 40 are uphill. That's a low number.
5 miles.
Yeah, but percentage-wise of the 40.
Just, like, okay. Yeah, just quickly, these are the things you got to worry about. You got to go up the 59th Street Bridge. That kind of sucks. You got to go up to Verrazano. That kind of sucks. Something that people don't talk about is when you go downhill after you're going up and the speed that you can create when you're not used to it and you got all these people around you and you're like, oh my God, I'm actually going 35, 40 miles an hour downhill and you got to control yourself. That's
a little bit
scary. And then also because there's so many people around and there's a couple of jerks out there that do think it's a race. Like, for example, there was some guy who thought it was a race, was trying to go in and out of us, and there was some sort of construction cone thing like that, one of those reflector sticks. Yeah. And he got in front of me, and then his back tire hit the reflector stick, and then he completely lost control of himself, and luckily I got around him. That was none of my fault. I'm trying to be careful, and I would have tumbled on him and maybe ripped my scrotum apart.
I was going
to
say, so that's rip your scrotum
right,
open.
So that,
yeah.
Those are the things you got to worry about.
Yeah.
And if you get a nice day, it's not so bad. But those
right,
are the
you
issues.
Had the one day that was terrible, right?
Oh, the first day I did. That's why I never wanted to do it again. It was freezing cold. It was like 48 degrees, windy, rainy. Even Boomer, he could be, oh, it's fine. No. We pulled over there at the BQE somewhere, and we did, like, drank out of a flask to finish the race. And he was like, man, he's like, oh, don't worry. Just keep going. It was tough. But anyway, all right, let's get some sports out there. Huh?
The Knicks trying to find a way back into the game down the stretch last night. Just couldn't get it done as Steph Curry did his thing at the Garden yet again.
Butler, ball fake, 5 to shoot. Swing it back. Butler in the paint. Pirouette. Butler can't finish. Bridges saves it but tosses it to Green. Butler to Curry. Shooting practice. Now on.
Oh, eyeing on TNT. Not a great night for Mikal Bridges, and he threw one away there to Draymond Green, and it ends up at the bottom of the net for the Warriors. Curry, 5 for 9 from long distance, 28 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds as the Warriors controlled the third and fourth quarters. They erased an 8-point halftime deficit to beat the Knicks 114-102. Tom Thibodeau's team not up for the challenge on this night, also playing without Karl Anthony Towns.
A couple mental errors left wide open 3-point shooters, and against a team that's that good, you just can't do that, particularly when you're shorthanded. You know, We can't throw possessions away.
And Cat was out for personal reasons. Unclear if he'll join the Knicks for this five-game Western road trip, which begins tomorrow night against the Lakers, who beat up the Pelicans Tuesday 136-115. And as we talked about last hour, LeBron James on his first shot at the game, a three-pointer, reaching 50,000 combined points for his career regular season and postseason, first player in NBA history to reach that mark. The Nets fell to the Spurs in San Antonio 127-113 as Devin Vassell had a career-high 37 points, 8 of 11 from three-point range. You all right over there?
I'm good.
Okay.
Just the name.
Yeah, the Devin Vassell. Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, right? Not me.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Greg Popovich was in as bad a shape as he is.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's coming back this
year. No, not at all. I knew he had the stroke, but I thought he was on the road to recovery, and then you saw the note last week.
Yeah.
And not doing great.
Yeah.
Not
it's,
good.
It's not been a good year in San Antonio. Wembanyama as well with the blood clot.
Right.
So not good. Rough night for Rutgers hoops, beaten by Purdue on the road 100-71 as the Boilermakers reined in 18 threes, outscoring the Scarlet Knights in the second half 50-30. Kyrie Irving confirmed torn ACL from that incident with the Mavericks the other night. He did come back to shoot those free throws before going to the locker room. Here he was with his reaction on Instagram.
I don't know any other strategy. It's just when you fall down, you get back up. This is not the end of the story. This is just the beginning of a new chapter. I will be back, and I will be better. And I think that the greatest gift that I got, that I gave to myself, was going to that free throw line and hitting both free throws. If I didn't make those free throws, I would have been pissed all year. You guys have no idea.
A lot of people drawing the comparisons to Kobe when he tore his Achilles and made the, I forget if it was one or two free throws before he left the court. So
I read he could miss situation. All of next season.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about it.
It's late in the year now. Saying,
yeah, it's a March and it's an ACL.
Yeah, not rough. Good. Football, the Jets cleansing themselves of Aaron Rodgers. That continues. Devontae Adams released yesterday, officially clearing out almost $30 million in cap space, and Alan Lazard has been given permission to seek a trade.
Team's lining up.
Yeah. I mean, this is
a trade for Alan Lazard.
Well, that's, I guess, if he should be able to steer his way where he wants to go.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah. They could get something.
I mean, to me, I think this makes Darren Mooji look a little green, quite frankly, because he did this with Devontae Adams and Alan Lazard. Everybody knows you're cutting those guys.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, and by the way, you cut him, he's allowed to steer himself wherever the hell he wants.
Yeah, I know.
You're not getting anything back for those guys.
It would be another $6.5 million or so in cap savings if and when they choose to release Lazard as well. Now, apparently, Rodgers to the Giants, Aaron, that is, could be a real thing as they've reportedly been in touch with him. Currently, the betting favorite to land him, depending on where you look. So I'm not sure who Dan Graziano is responding to here on ESPN, but he makes a valid and, I think, funny point regarding Joe Shane and Brian Daboll.
He's suggesting that the Giants coach and GM need to hire Aaron Rodgers to save their job.
Right.
I guess we can go to Florham Park and see how Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas are enjoying their contract extensions that they got from the Jets because they brought in Aaron Rodgers. What, how does that make any sense? He's the guy you hire if you want to lose your job. We saw this the last couple of years. The entire Jets building got fired.
I mean, it's a fair point.
Yeah, I don't think the Giants are bringing in Aaron Rodgers, but Dan Graziano has a personal thing against Aaron Rodgers.
Fair enough.
This has been a thing for him for a while.
Yeah,
he calls him a fraud and a this and a that and a liar and a whatever. He's gone on and on, and I think it probably is based in political ideology.
Okay.
And Dan Graziano's a guy who he seems like a little bit of a hothead.
As I said to Al this morning, I usually don't necessarily agree with what he says, but that one I was nodding along with.
Right, so he is actually the genesis of in the middle of a goddamn pandemic. That's where that whole thing started.
All right.
So he tweeted out something, it was Twitter at the time. He tweeted out something back in, he's like, everybody talking about the scheduling of this thing, don't you realize we're in the middle of a goddamn pandemic? So I responded in some way like ooh, you wrote goddamn, what's next, ass or something like that, and then he blocked me. So and then I ended up doing the Shine voice because of that, and then it turned into a Shine thing.
Yes.
But yeah, he seems like he's a very
sensitive.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I could be sensitive too. He seems like he's a strong one side of the thing politics guy.
Okay.
And gets really worked up with things on the other side. Like there's definitely something.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
There's definitely something in his house that's got Tim Walz on it. Like 100%.
Might be right.
A bumper sticker or a mug or something.
The only thing I would say to the contrary of that comment is if he did So I get it. But if he didn't get injured, do we really think this is the way it would have went? Honestly. I mean, come on.
Maybe not quite as bad, but I mean, you had people putting them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was one of them.
Yeah.
There's no way that this Aaron Rodgers 2 years would have been what it was had he been healthy for 2 years. It just wouldn't have been. I don't believe that for a second. I don't.
Maybe we'll find out later this year. Now that we might. Another year removed from the Achilles.
We very well might. That's so true.
I want to play this Howie Roseman, but it's 8:40 already. So. Okay. I'll tell you what. Here's a quick one that really needs no context. Ocho Cinco joining Shannon Sharp on First Take for at least one show this week, dropping some pearls of wisdom.
The two most difficult things in life are hitting the baseball and keeping a woman happy long term. The two most difficult things in life. You hear me? Very.
That's an accurate statement.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mean, it's hard to argue, I guess.
You both are clamming up here.
The baseball one, I don't know if that I agree with.
You've heard people have said it's like a...
Yeah, no, I know.
That. Yeah.
But
you don't agree with that one.
I don't know.
I mean, at the high
there's
levels,
other things that are difficult. The other one's fine.
You see any Aroki Sasaki yesterday dropping splitters off the table?
This actually kind of felt very personal towards Al Dukes, I think. He didn't hit a baseball. It's not married.
I could hit a baseball, just not, I always hit it where the players were right there.
Right.
At shortstop is positioned right in the spot I'm hitting the ball.
He always says, I didn't go hitless, I hit the ball.
Just didn't get out of the infield.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, if Ocho Cinco is a guy who had a great career, he's famous, does have money, he's frugal, he's a funny guy. If he can't keep a woman happy. Even.
Speaking of him, I don't know if you did this or not, but you mentioned Ocho,
the
and only because he was there. What's that?
The plane thing
with Orlovsky. Did you see that?
I was going to play that next hour.
Oh, okay, cool. Next hour.
We didn't do it yesterday.
Excellent.
It's a little longer conversation.
Okay.
See you then, CeeLo.
Yeah.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So there's a client coming in today that everybody wants to meet, and they're going to put him out in the performance space. But it was funny. I just saw Jess Clark out there she's an executive now, but she was just tidying some things up around the newsroom, just because when VIP comes in, you want the place to look nice.
Absolutely.
So it made me think, do you know, and I am not a movie reference guy, but when CeeLo's here, I guess this happens to me.
Yeah.
The movie Empire Records. Did you ever see that movie?
Never heard of it.
Empire Records?
I did see that. I probably won't remember, but I saw it one time.
So they had it was a record store, CD store back in the 90s, and Rex Manning was a fake artist that was coming in, and they were all freaking out about it. It's Rex Manning Day, and they're cleaning the place and everything. And then this is another one of these movie scenes that I remember. It was a young Renee Zellweger who threw herself at Rex Manning, and also Liv Tyler also threw herself at Rex Manning.
Wow.
And then Renee Zellweger ended up getting Rex Manning, and Liv Tyler did not. And it was a big deal. So I'm thinking, this is what I was reminded of when Jess is cleaning up. It's Rex Manning Day around here.
Are you going to throw yourself at these people?
Yes.
Of course.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm very happy to do so.
They better move Jerry and CeeLo's individual beds that they sleep on out there when they're...
Mine's in Boomer's office, so don't look at me.
CeeLo's blanket and pillow that he has by his desk.
And his retainer that he takes out.
Ugh. His retainer?
And his CPAP machine.
Wow.
Why is there a CPAP machine in here?
I'm locked up, so no one can't come fault me.
Okay. You know what? I want that key. I want to go in there and get a Celsius.
Yeah, no problem. Just
take those things out of there.
Not a problem. Anytime you need.
You know, it's funny. I don't think Boomer even knew those were in his office. Because I said to him, I was like, hey, you mind if I grab one of those things? He's like, one of these faces. Like, yeah, no problem. And now every day that I've pointed out that he's had one now.
He's drinking them.
He's drinking them. He didn't even know they were there.
Boomer's office is great. It's like a local tavern.
Yeah. It's got everything in
there. It's got everything.
Yeah. It's like a kiosk at the airport.
You're right.
It's got a bunch of stuff in there. It's got some snacks. It's got some t-shirts. It's got some drinks.
He does.
It's all there.
Mm-hmm. And a very comfortable couch.
One of my favorite, most underrated moments from the Super Bowl last year is when Boomer opened up a White Claw and started drinking it.
And thought it was an energy drink.
Because he thought it was a Celsius.
The better part of that was you going to Al, should I tell him?
It was 6 a.m., right? Or 10 to 6?
It was 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Yeah.
I know I voted don't tell him.
Just,
Just keep drinking them.
The fact that it was a White Claw, too, like a black cherry White Claw.
But I could see why he would think if you just grabbed it quickly, it made sense.
But then he drank it. He drank like three quarters of it, didn't know the difference.
Yeah, well, that's different.
I mean, I would know immediately if it was a White Claw or a Celsius.
In fairness, he wanted me to do a weed gummy and then do the show, so he could have had a few White Claws before telling him.
That is true.
Would have been all right.
Yeah. And his reaction was, I wanted it to be different. Like, I wanted him to laugh about it. He was like, oh, really? Oh, okay. That was just the end of it. I was like, oh, we're going to have more fun with you that drinking the White Claw.
No, not that day.
Not that day. So there's been a lot of these celebrities that go to that TGL, Tiger and Rory's Indoor Golf. So the Mets were there. Last night, Celine Dion
is
in the audience.
And she was singing with the ESPN guy.
So I did not see that part of it.
Yeah.
She was singing with who? The guy Marty or whatever?
Yes. That's exactly who it was. Correct.
I didn't see that.
The song from Titanic.
They were actually singing that?
Yeah. She sounded okay. And I know she doesn't, I don't think she performs anymore, or maybe just once in a blue moon because she's had issues.
Yeah.
But she sounded okay.
Like, that is the last person
that you would expect there
that I would think would be at TGL.
Yeah.
To watch the Jupiter Golf Club take on the Atlanta Golf Club.
And you did watch this or you didn't?
So it was on, we had a golf meeting last night, and it was on the TV, so I was looking up occasionally, but I did not really watch the whole thing.
I was just wondering her singing.
Okay, let me hear this.
Near, far, where, come on, you do this,
wherever you are, I believe that my ball will go on.
I'm gonna come to Vegas for the residency.
Does she still see? I thought she stopped performing. Is she still doing the Vegas residency?
I don't know. I thought she was very ill.
So did I.
There was like a story about her having something,
and she had to retire. I thought.
Yeah, but it was a very rare disease that she had.
Yeah.
So, what's the name of it? It's like
they call it stiff person disease or something.
Stiff person syndrome, right?
Yeah.
Stiff person syndrome.
That's what she has?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had that when I was 16.
Most 16-year-old boys do. Jackass. Yay.
Let's see.
I was just curious.
Yeah, stiff person syndrome. That's the actual name.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
It's a rare
neurological disorder.
It says autoimmune, too. Yeah. Rough. But I mean, if she's still out there doing stuff and performing, then great. But I just, the last article I read, I thought she wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, I thought it was a forced retirement.
So to see her pop up at TGL, I'm like, is this AI? Is this a Celine Dion robot?
And speaking of that, did you see the people on social media going crazy for Tiger Woods asking for the chicken finger from his son?
Yeah, that's great.
It's so stupid.
I know. Well, that stuff's what makes it fun.
Is fun. But like, there was one post that I saw where the guy, he posts the video and he's like, Tiger getting a little aggressive with his son. No, he wasn't. I thought it was funny. It wasn't aggressive. It was funny. Wasn't that big a deal.
I know it's not totally out of the realm of possibility that Tiger is legitimately hurt again, but he does do the thing where if he hits a bad shot, he limps back to teammates. He hits a good one, he walks back.
Well, didn't they also have, did he not announce the last couple of days when I was away that he's not into practicing because his body doesn't feel right?
Yeah, so. But it is. But it's like, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
He hits a bad one. He's like, ah.
Sure.
He hits a good one. He's like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Understood. Funny. Understood. Would you have any interest in going to see that live? I think I would. See, I'm not interested in watching it on TV. I like the highlights. I would go watch it, though, if I was down there.
Here's why I would watch it. Because I'd be down in Jupiter.
Well, I know.
In March and February.
I know.
And it wouldn't be here. I'd want to go like to see Tiger Woods live or Rory. That would be
not
cool.
Not to mention, you got Serena Williams there at most of these when her team is playing.
Josh Allen was there last night.
It's kind of neat.
Sam Darnold was there last night.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Didn't Josh Allen and Sam Darnold do the Bob Does Sports?
Yeah, they did.
Together,
with,
right?
With Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen. Right. He was the one I didn't understand why he was in the mix.
Yeah. Yeah. True. But yeah, there's a ton of celebrities show up at these things. Why?
Yeah, no, it's
Arthur Blank owns a team. Steve Cohen owns a team. Serena owns a team.
Oh, didn't he? Steve Cohen does too?
He's a part owner in the New York team.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How about that?
And that's why he was there with Nimmo and Alonzo. And
I just thought they were there because it was something to do when they're down in Port St. Lucie. Like
Celine Dion is at TGL. What?
Well, doesn't she also have a house on that Star Island?
I mean, probably. But still, I mean, it doesn't mean she's going to TGL. She's watching Billy Horschel chip shots in a barn.
Something
like, what
to do on a Tuesday night?
What?
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.